Hi, this is a discussion for Mr. James Terrell, J-A-M-E-S, T like Tom, E-R-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 9/23/89. And date of accident is 9/27/2021. And date of visit is 4/22/2022. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck and the lower back, and right shoulder, right elbow, right hand and wrist and fingers, as well as right knee, right foot. And history of automobile accident, Mr. James Terrell claims to be involved in an automobile accident on 9/27/2021, where he reports that all the symptoms are arising from this accident. This accident occurred on 9/27/2021 at around 12 o'clock in the daytime. He was a motorbike rider. He was riding a Honda G1500, and he was involved in an accident with a pickup truck. He was traveling at the speed of 30, and other car was around 15 to 20 miles. And he reports that the accident occurred on West Chicago and southbound Terry and Robson. He reports that he was riding a bike on westbound West Chicago, and he was hit on his right side. And after the impact, he fell on the left side after flying in the air for 5 feet. When he landed up, his right foot got sprained, right hand was sprained, and although the bike was not totaled, it appears that the other gentleman ran a stop sign and he turned right on Chicago and collided with him. The impact of the accident was severe. The police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. It was not a hit and run accident. He did pass out for a few minutes, according to him. And he was taken to the ER, Sinai Grace Hospital, for 2 hours, where X-ray of the foot was only done. The patient reports that motor vehicle accident impact caused him to land on the left side, which got injured, left head, left side of the head, left side of the hand, shoulder, and the bike was thrown out. Although he also got a ticket, he also landed up in prison. History of presenting illness, the patient reports that he's suffering from headaches, which are located front, back, right temple, left temple, moderately severe, constant, sensitive to the light, and nausea, vomiting. The patient reports that he's having additional symptom of TBI as of now, which is dizziness, ringing the ear, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event. He denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. The patient denies any incontinence of the urine, bowel, or erectile dysfunction. He has mild nausea, but it is not currently present. There is no history of vision disturbance like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. And he reports of weakness and lightheadedness, but there is no history of saddle anesthesia, and he reports a sleep problem, mood problem, anxiety and depression problem, concentration problem. He denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts, and he has issues in walking. He can walk up for 5 to 7 minutes, and then he starts having pain in his left side of the lower and upper extremities. He can stand and sit for 5 to 10 minutes. He can stand, but sit all day long. He can sleep for 3 to 4 hours. The pain level in general is between 7 to 8 and is described as follows. He's suffering from pain in the neck area around 6. Pain in the lower back is 8. He has a radiation of pain from lower back to the right leg posteriorly in S1, S2. Dermatome fashion, as numbness, tingling, and occasionally pain. pain is also present in the right shoulder, right elbow, and right hand and wrist, according to him. He also reports that he cannot make full wrist. And he has a problem in the hand. There is a residual fracture that was missed. These pains are reported to be continuous and present most of the time of the day, and they are related to accident. They describe as pain, shooting, stabbing, sharp cramping, aching, tiring, and exhausting. And scale of severity is from 3 to 9, depending on the day. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in general. The pain is modified. Electrophotic pain is worse by sitting, standing, walking, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by medication. The patient has so far only plain x-rays at Henry Ford Hospital and Sinai Grace Hospital. When he was involved in the accident, on that day he went to the ER. Currently he has some weakness of the right arm and complaints of numbness, tingling of the right leg posteriorly in asthma dermatome fashion. So far he has only been treated by a chiropractor for 3 times per week for 6 months, physical therapy 3 times per week for 6 months, and he has had seen an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Elizabeth King, at the Henry Ford Hospital to look into his fracture of the hand. And no medications are provided. System review is completely unremarkable. Past surgical history, he had a bullet removal from left leg in 2010. Unknown surgeon, unknown hospital. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive. And no medical problem. Father is unknown. He has not met his father. He doesn't know about him. He has one brother, 2 sisters, and they're all free of any medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single, and he lives alone. And he is working in Amazon as a scanner, where he is pushing cart, and moves around 15, 30 pounds and stand all day long. Currently, he is unemployed due to the pain. Disability history, none. Legal history, patient has JC auto law representing his issues. Personal history, patient does not drink but does smoke sometime, and he uses marijuana, legal marijuana, for pain relief. General activity, mood, work, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, and relationship to people are affected on a scale 1 to 10. In addition, the patient has checked the following ADLs in detail, and they are as follows. The opening container and cooking in the kitchen is affected 10. The eating, feeding, personal hygiene, and standing, running, and writing, as well as doing yard work and reaching into cabinet is affected 9. Walking, home chores, doing laundry are affected 8. And that will be the end of the history. Thank you.